Dr. Seuss is dictating on Johanna Glover. Johanna is Johanna. Johanna Glover, Glover, G as in George, Glover, Glover. Johanna. Date of birth 12/23/37. Date of visit 3/1/22. Please make a copy for Samantha Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Samantha, A-R-N-P. Dear, next line, dear Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. Thank you for sending Johanna Glover for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is an 84-year-old lady who was seen in the emergency room at Halifax Hospital for COPD and exacerbation, had been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, sputum production, and wheezing, and was bringing up yellow sputum. The patient was admitted to the hospital on January 25th, 2022, and she was hypoxic and had to be placed on supplemental oxygen, given IV steroids and bronchodilators and antibiotics. She was subsequently discharged and now is on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. She complains of cough with some sputum production, but denies fevers or chills and denies weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for pneumonia remotely. She had a hysterectomy. She also has a history of hypertension and hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of renal failure. Mother died of a brain tumor. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has some urinary frequency, no back pain. Denies hay fever, but has some wheezing and cough with shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, no nausea, diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has some joint pain, some muscle stiffness. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has skin rash with itching. Next, med list included Spiriva, one capsule daily, inhalation, and Symbicort, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, and clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams daily, losartan, 25 milligrams a day, and Synthroid, 100 micrograms daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 72, respiration are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 152, saturation 94. HE and TA norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, diffuse wheezes bilaterally with prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so rest to no murmur. The abdomen is soft and protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness, a flexible one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with emphysema, and number two, lung nodules, right lower lobe, etiology undetermined. Number three is hypertension. Number four is hypothyroidism. Can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient had a CT chest done upon admission, which showed no pulmonary embolus, but had partially calcified nodules with spiculated margins in the right lower lobe, which may be scarring or granulomatous. Disease and follow-up was advised. Okay. And at the end, please mention the patient will have a follow-up CT chest in 4 months and a complete pulmonary function study with marker dilator studies. And if she will continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily, and a follow-up unit approximately 1 month. Thank you. Thank you for this consultation. Please make a copy for Samantha Hughes, HUGHES. ARNP from Port Orange. Thank you.